Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 34 through 36. Jesus said, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household." A few years ago, I was sitting in a doctor's office. My wife was holding our toddler, pregnant with our second child. That's when the doctor hit me with it. "You have cancer." Ugh, what a blow. However, I am so thankful that my doctor told me. Wouldn't you want that as well? Who would want a doctor who thought, "I really don't want to ruin anyone's day, so I'm not going to tell my patients what's wrong"? No one. Sometimes I think of that day when I'm telling people the truth of God's Word. People are spiritually sick, and they do things that God doesn't like. And sometimes when I've told them that, it feels like I'm punching them in the gut, and they respond as if I did. They get angry. They yell. In today's Bible verse, Jesus is describing the reality of what sometimes happens when God's Word is explained to people. Sometimes they get upset because God is telling them that some of their behaviors, thoughts, or feelings are wrong. And sometimes this even happens with friends or family. But my friend, it is so necessary for us to speak up and stand on God's truth. Because only after someone comes to understand the sickness of their soul can they appreciate the amazing cure Jesus brings. Jesus was rejected and condemned to death on a cross so that all the wrongs of humanity would be forgiven and fixed. And that is the peace that only Jesus can bring. God bless you as you look to share that peace with others. Lord Jesus, forgive me when I seek harmony with family and friends, more than faithfulness to you. Strengthen me to confess you boldly, even when it divides. Soften the hearts of those with whom I share your word, that they might celebrate your forgiveness. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.